Joe Mueller is the executive director of the George A. Spiva Center for the Arts in downtown Joplin, the city's principal visual arts venue. With its location on 3rd Street, it was well north of the devastation of the EF5 tornado that flattened so much of Joplin on May 22, 2011. But Joe, who is a working artist herself in media like clay, wire, and watercolor and ink, sustained heavy damage to her own home. I had talked with her a few years ago, and recently she recounted for me what happened to her home and a good portion of her artwork.
Yes, our house was pretty seriously damaged, and we ended up selling that property and moving. We were very fortunate because we quickly took the artwork that we found to a woman here in town, Cleo Copeland, and she stored and cared for that artwork and cleaned it and repaired things as necessary. We lost several pieces that we had in a storage unit that burned to the ground 3 weeks later. It was just kind of an extra little insult.
An all too familiar story in May of 2011. But almost immediately, the Joplin arts community mobilized to begin a recovery effort. Sharon Beshore is the president of Connect to Culture, an entity that has come to fulfill the purpose of an overall Joplin Arts Council, something that hadn't existed for many years.
And we just, about a year ago, started trying to fulfill that role.
Connect to Culture was actually formed in 2009 to help support the building of a major performing and visual arts center for Joplin.
But after the tornado, we had a retreat and determined that we wanted to support the other arts organizations and publicize them and to develop audience.
In other words, to let people know the Joplin arts community was still there, ready and able to assist with the rebuilding and the healing process. With that in mind, they hired Emily Frankowski as their community arts coordinator.
We've really tried to give all of the arts organizations a voice online and offline. So I really feel like my position has become a source of growing the arts community within the organizations and their perception by the public.
It really, I think, feels like a renaissance of the arts. You know, right after the tornado, people wanted a creative outlet and art was healing.
Spiva Arts Center Executive Director Joel Mueller joined the conversation.
In a lot of ways, it exploded as a response to the tornado. Sharon mentioned the idea that art is healing. One of the things that we had in the plans was a mural, a community-based mural to be created at 15th and Main Street. What developed was this really quite glorious mural that at the outset nobody wanted it to be focused on the tornado because we didn't want Joplin to be defined by the tornado, but we wanted to impart that spirit of resilience and caring and just that spirit of Joplin. So this mural was created in very short order, and it turned out to be exactly, I think, what the community needed. We dedicated it in September. We were painting in June and July. And simultaneously, these other murals were popping up, and these great public art occurrences were happening. The Spirit Tree on 20th Street, the mosaic projects, other painted murals. People were expressing themselves and expressing their hope and their resilience, and I think it just has grown from that.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like people just mobilized almost immediately.
Well, we were very fortunate. There was a group of Kansas City artists that raised funds specifically for Joplin artists. And at the same time, you know, there were people who never really considered themselves artists. They lost everything and they found themselves creating things from what they did find. Some of the most powerful works were by people who said, "Look, I am not an artist, but I just felt compelled to make something." And that kind of thing is just so powerful and empowering.
I asked Connect to Culture President Sharon Beshore if it feels like the Joplin arts community is still in recovery mode.
I think everyone feels the more arts we have in Joplin, the better. And as we always say with Connect to Culture, there's more to do than you can do in Joplin, which people don't really realize.
You can see for yourself how the arts in Joplin are faring now by logging on to www.connect2culture.com. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Dr. Shahar Tauber of Mercy Clinic Eye Specialists and Springfield Branson National Airport.